Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's daf is Zevachim daf Mem Tetz. Welcome back, everyone. The daf today starts as a continuation of the end of daf Mem Chesem Abeis. Here the Gemara is looking for the Makar that Tzofen is Ma'akev by Oila. We know that Tzofen is Ma'akev by Chatos. How do we know that Tzofen is Ma'akev by Oila? Gemara says that what the question was klum matinu tofel chomer mina ikr. Is it possible that chol tofel is chomer mina ikr? That chatos, the whole din tofen by chatos, is learned out of oila. So is it possible that by chatos, the din tofen is ma'akev, even though it's not ma'akev by oila? That's impossible. We can't have that tofel is chomer mina ikr. And then the Gemara by us tries to prove that Tofel could be Chomer Mino Iker, which we'll soon see. From this, I need to know the Gemara, that the Gemara calls Chatos Tofel an oil of Iker, because Chatos is learned out of Tofain. Chor is Tzorach Bir. All it is a way of Yafusa. The way the Torah is Megalat us the Din was that Chatos is the Torah told us Din by oila, and it said that where you shech the oila, you shech the Chatos. Why does that make the oil into an Iker and Chatos into a Tofel? That's just the way, the Torah's way of telling you the dinim, but Lamaith of Din Sofen is equal by both of them. And each one of them is as important as the other. We see here, which is said between other places, is that when the way the Torah tells us something is also takes on importance. It's not just the Hechitimsa to learn out the dinim, but if the Torah specifically tells us in this way, then it's because it's megalatos, that's the type of din that it has. For instance, the Ran says in the Dorin that even though you can make a shvua to be chal on a din in the Torah, but something which is on mefurish in the Torah, you could make a shvua, even though it's a din daraisa. But if it's not mefurish in the Torah, then a shvua could be chal. The fact that the Torah makes certain things mefurish and certain things not mefurish, so that gives it a different level of importance. So also by us, if the Torah says a din of chatos is because is the place you shech the oila, you also should shech the chatos. That means the ikur din of tofain was by oila, and chatos is learned out of oila. That's hard what we see from this rasha. Leib Malin in Simen Ayin Ches points out also from this Gemara that the din of tofain by kachi kachim, he says, is not a din klali that kachi kachim needs tofain. Rather, it's that each carbon specifically needs tofain. There's a tzofen of oila and a tzofen of chatos. He's talking about a sugya later on in Daf Nun Hey by Shammai Tibur, which Shem will see. But that's a move we're talking about also. That it's not that the oil that it's a din kloli that kachi kachin need tzofen. Because then it's not that the oil is an ikr and the chatos is a tofel. Both of them are the same halakim of one din. Kachi kachin need tzofen. And the din was said by each korban that they need tzofen. It happens to be that all the kachi kachin need tzofen. We saw the Gemara earlier had an Eden that even Pesach should need Tzofen, even though it's Kachem Kalim. So the klal of Shechita b'Tzofen is not a klal by Kachem Kachem, but rather a unique din by each Karba. Now we come to the Sugya of today, where the Gemara is trying to prove that Tofel could be Chomer Min HaIkar. So the Gemara has three places where L'chari we see that Tofel is Chomer Min HaIkar. First of them is Maiser Sheni, which could be tam nifta when it's tamei, and something which is lakuach because of meiser cannot be nifta when it's tamei. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that you cover, that you have to bury it. It's impossible to be paid it. So the Gemara says you see that the tofel, the lakuach because of meiser, is more chomer than meiser itself. Meiser you have the ability to get off the kedusha, but the lakuach because of meiser can't get off its kedusha. The Gemara says there's no raya. Because it's less has less kedusha than meiser, lekuach bekesef of meiser. So it's impossible for it to be teifis its pidyon. It's kedusha to go somewhere else because it's already a lesser kedusha. So the kedusha can't go on to something else. That's the sugya. Taisus asks from the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Gemara there says that if you're paid a meiser sheni onto one coin, you can now take that coin and be paid it to another coin. Where it learns out of a pasuk, kesef kesef riba. There's a riboy that even two pidyonis you can have. So ask Taisus and King, what's the problem over here? You're paid your meiser onto a food. food became tame. But kesef riba, you can do as many pidyonim as you want. Why can you not be poida this lakuch b'kesef meiser? Answers Taisus that here it's different because here it's nigmar pidyonim. That means is here when you have you're poida the meiser onto food. Food is something which is considered roi l'achila. So that's already the tachlis of the meiser. The meiser got to its tachlis. The ikerdin pidyon that was said by meiser was a way that was to transfer the kedusha of meiser, which is hard for you to carry to Yerushalayim. So it gave you a way to bring it to Yerushalayim and then to put it back into food. But the food is taking the same place as the meiser. It's now you're supposed to be mekayim in it the achilas meiser sheni. So once it's nigmar pidyonei, the process of pidyon has finished, it's gotten to the end point, you have other food which should be eaten, so now you can't go do another pidyon. You're no longer in the stage of trying to use your money to get food. The money already got to its tachlis. When you transfer meiser onto money, unless you transfer it onto pennies, to 1,000 pennies, instead of a $10 bill. So also these 1,000 pennies is going to be difficult to carry to Yerushalayim. So we said, you could take those 1,000 pennies and be mechayel onto the $10 bill. Because that will help you to now go get your fruit, that food that's edible in Yerushalayim. Once you have your food that's edible in Yerushalayim, so it's already nigmar pidyonai, so then there's no mahalach of being paid again. That's Taisa's answer. Taisa, however, bring another girsa, which is really the girsa that we have in the Gemara in parentheses, is nitma in loy nitma loy. That even the Rabbanan only argue on Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan say that you could be paid it, is when it becomes tame. But when it's not tame, when it's still tar, you cannot be paid it. Hainu, we're talking about outside of Yerushalayim, Taisa says. That you buy, you take your money, meiser, and you put out the money. You take the money and you buy food. You buy apples. And now you change your mind. You don't want to eat apples, you want to eat bananas. So you can't pay the apples onto bananas. Even the Rabbanan agree. So we see that tefil is chomer min ha'ikar. The meiser, you could be paid it. But the lakuach b'kesef meiser, you cannot be paid. That's very nice. So why should we not be gurus that way? So Taisa says the following. This is not called tofel chomer min ha'ikar. Why not? The meiser atzmai tar nifta berichu mokoyim, k'dei lifto es bedamim Yerushalayim, ha'kesef b'kar b'tzoyim v'yayin v'sheichar. The reason the Torah gave me the ability to pay the meiser was in order to go eat it in Yerushalayim, whatever I want, meat or wine, whatever I want to eat with it. Aval im lakach peres b'chutz Yerushalayim, k'dei lakach lam Yerushalayim, lo yifte, ki meish lo yepoide, masha lo yikech b'Yerushalayim. If you buy something in Yerushalayim and it's tahar, everyone agrees that you cannot be paid it. So even though you bought it out of Yerushalayim, but because its point was to eat in Yerushalayim, the Torah allowed you to be mechal and meister onto money in order to go buy foods to eat in Yerushalayim. So you really should eat that, you should buy the food in Yerushalayim. Whatever reason you saw on the way to Yerushalayim, you saw a sale, and you wanted to buy that instead. So you could do that. But the point of what you're buying is Yerushalayim dika food. The meiser is something which is out of Yerushalayim, which you have to bring to Yerushalayim. So the Torah gave you a way when it's too difficult to carry the meiser itself, you can bring it out of money. But the food that you're buying with that is already, it's inyan already, that it itself should be eaten in Yerushalayim. So cause one that it's roi l'achil, that it's tar, there's no, you can't be paid onto something else to eat in Yerushalayim. Just like food itself that you bought in Yerushalayim, you cannot be paid that. Also food that you bought outside of Yerushalayim, but its whole goal, its whole inyan, was to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and not like the meiser, which could be transferred to something else to eat in Yerushalayim. Here, this food that you bought was to be eaten in itself in Yerushalayim. Therefore, we all agree that you cannot be paid, and that's not because tofel is chomer min ha'ikar, but because that's kufa the inyan of the pinyan of meiser. Pinyan of meiser is to go get other food to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But however, the Gemara did have a riot by Meiser, which is by the Lakuach because of Meiser, which became Tomei. There you can no longer eat it. Because you can no longer eat it, so it's like the Meiser itself, it's even better than the Meiser itself. This food can no longer be eaten Bechlad. You can't have a kind of Inyan of Achilas Meiser Sheini in Yerushalayim in these Peiris because they're Tomei. So here you should have the ability to go be paid onto something else. Why can you not? That's why the Gemara held that it was a Tafel Chomer Min Ha'ikar. And the Gemara says, no, the reason is because lo yalima lamitvas pidyayna. So because of what we saw about lakuach b'kesef meiser is that Taisa says that it could be the girsa shel lefaneinu in the Gemara, that Even here, you cannot be paid on to other things, even though the Gemara says in Bar Metzia you can be paid from one coin onto another coin. So Taisa said, because there, it's not yet finished the mitzvah of the Meiser. Here, where it's finished the mitzvah of the Meiser, it's already got to Yerushalayim, so then you cannot be paid it. And by Meiser Tar, Taisa says that even though you cannot be paid it, but that's not a raya of Tofah Chomer Min HaIkar, because there, the whole point is the Gemar mitzvah of the Meiser. The Meiser is transferred into this, that you should eat in itself. So therefore, it's logical that you cannot be paid to this, but not, that's unrelated to the Indian of Tafar Chomer Min HaIkar. Just rather, because that's the kiyum of the Achila of Meiser in Yerushalayim. Oh. The second question of the Gemara is from Tzemura. That when you makdish a carbon lechatchila, a kedusha is not chal on the Baal Mum Kavua. But Tzemura could be chal on the Baal Mum Kavua. I take a carbon, which already has kedusha, and then I take an animal of chulin, which is a Baal Mum, and I say, that zu tachazu, that the animal of the chulin should be instead of the carbon, that's Tzemura, that's the love of Tzemura. So it's chal on this behema kedusha saguf. It became a real carbon. So just a few important ideas here before getting to the Gemara itself, which we'll get to in a second. The ideas about Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Aguf, which are again many places in Kupchim. The Kedushas Aguf is a which something becomes a carbon. When you makdash it, it becomes a carbon. You can make tamura on it, and it's vlad, it is a carbon. Even before you actually go and makrav it in the Beis HaMikdash, it already becomes a carbon. Kedushas Damim exists in the most basic form, which you take money and you're makdish it to use the money to buy a carbon. So obviously the money is not a carbon. Or that's clear, the money can't be a carbon. Well, then if you take a cat, a donkey and you're makdish it to buy a carbon, so obviously the donkey can't be brought as a carbon. So what all it has is Kedushas Damim. The child of a donkey will not be a carbon, just like the mother donkey is not a carbon. This donkey is not a carbon. But the point is you're supposed to sell it, take the money to buy a carbon. When you have a balmum, a type of animal that could be brought as a carbon, a shor, a keves, which could be brought as a carbon, but it's a balmum. So you makdash it and you say that you want it to become a carbon. You want it to get kedusha saguf. Kedusha saguf is not chal. It cannot be chal on a balmum. We'll see in a second why, but kedusha saguf cannot be chal. It's chal rather chal in it kedushas domin. Kedushas Damim, which means it became like that Kedusha, like being makdish $100, like being makdish the donkey, where it doesn't have Kedusha for it itself. It itself is not going to be a carbon. Rather, what you do is you sell it and you go use the money to buy a carbon. But the it can't be, it's not chal any Kedusha's carbon on it. For instance, there's a law that was said in Baikotchim of Giza and Aveda, it's also to do work with the carbon, it's also to shear it. That one does not apply to things which only have kedushas damim. It's a unique thing that was said by karbonis. That's a akdama. What's taka the pshat that kedushas haguf is not chal in the balmum kavua? So the pasuk pshat is because it's not right for akrava. The idea of kedushas haguf is you're setting the behema on a path to be brought as a karbon. A behema which cannot be brought as a karbon because it's a balmum. It's not getting any kedushas haguf. That's the pasuk pshat. B'chaim in Sefer Nechos Yisur Mizbeach says a different pshat. B'chaim says that B'chaim firstly proves that this malach cannot be correct, that it's because it's not right for akrava. B'chaim brings the Mishnah in Bechiris and in Chulin that if you makdish a baal mum oiver, it does get kedushas haguf. If you want to be makdish something which right now it has a lav, it has a mum, cannot be makrav it in its current state. But the mum is going to pass, so the kedusha is chal on it. Says Reb Chaim, if the reason that kedusha is not chal on a baal mum is because it's not roi lakrava, a baal mum oiver is also not roi lakrava. It's just as puzzle as a baal mum kavua. It's entirely as puzzle. That is all the laven that there are. I'm being makir of a baal mum apply equally to a baal mum oiver. So what's the reason that kedusha is not chal? Says Reb Chaim. Because a baal mum kavua has a din pidyon, tahainu, a carbon that you were makdish when it was tam, it did not have any mum. And then afterwards it gets a mum. So now the Torah gives you the ability to be paid it. You're supposed to be paid it. Baal mum hasn't a din to be paid it, a baal mum kavua. Baal mum oiver, you cannot be paid it. But a baal mum kavua, you could be paid it. Says Reb Chaim, so if you're makdish something, l'chatchila, which already has in it, that didn't depoid it, then Kedusha is not chal b'chlal. Something which already got Kedusha when it did not have the mum, then later on it gets some mum. So even though you have the ability to be paid, the din pidyon is not mafkia the kedusha. It's still a carbon right now. You can be paid it. And derech agav, even after you paid it, it's to a certain degree a carbon. The Gemara says in Mechiris that after you paid a carbon, so it could still make tamura. It means it's still some shirayim left of the din carbon. It has an itzer giza v'avoida. There's still some shirayim left of the din carbon. So again, When something already got Kedusha, and then it comes a Din Pidyon, so because the Kedusha happens first, and then made it into a carbon, so the Pidyon allows you to be paited and to shecht it and eat it. But it's not, but it can't be mafkir the Kedusha legamri, because it already became a carbon. But when I'm right now lechatchila being makdish something, which already has a Din Pidyon, so the Din Pidyon makes it that the Kedusha can't be chal b'chla. The Pidyon etim is a steer to Kedusha. Kedusha means go be makrevit. Pidyon says no, be paidit, take it away from Kedusha. So if the Kedusha came first, then Pidyon isn't mafkia the Kedusha. But if the Pidyon is there, at the time that you're makdish it, so the Pidyon makes it that the Kedusha can be chal b'chlal. Well, that's the mahalach of Reb Chaim in his din of why Kedusha is not chal in a balmu. Well, Maisa, you have to learn, Rosh Hashanah learned Tumura, her rise this way, rise the other way. Yesh l'harich, Tuva the noise of Reb Chaim, but that's Reb Chaim in the Chotziturim Mizbech. Oh, now back to our Gemara. So what does our Gemara say? So our Gemara says the following: that when I'm makdish a lechatchila a behem which is a balas mum, so kedusha is not chal. But if I take a carbon which already exists and then I try to be maimer, to try to switch it with an animal which is a balas mum, so kedusha is chal. So Gemara says we see that tafel is chomer min ha'ikar. That Tamura, it's not the Iker Kodesh. It just came, it got, the Kedusha went over to it from another Karban. See, that Tafel is more Chomer than the Iker. To put original Kedusha on a Karban, you don't, on a Baal Mum, you can't. But to schlep over Kedusha from somewhere else to the Baal Mum, you could do that. That was the Gemara's Raya, a very nice Raya. Gemara's Madga, that is not a Raya. Why not? Tamura mikayach kachim kasi, but kachim mikayach chulin kasi. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Kachim mikayach chulin kasi to leichalalev kedusha kaidemis. Our tamura ba mikayach kedusha kaidemis. Hikachlav tavacham min ikaru ta chumra de ikaru. So Rashi says, when you're making a original kedusha, a new kedusha, so that has no basis of its kedusha. You're trying to put new kedusha on it, so you can't be makdish a balm. Oh, Hashengin tamura. Tamura is coming as a hemshich, as a continuation of kedusha that already exists. So there, kedusha could be chal on it, because it's not, as Rashi says, it's not the ikar kedusha. It's not a tafel. It's chumr de ikaru. It's the chumr of the ikar. It's taking the ikar and it's continuing on what there was by the ikar. Because the kedusha of tamura is not a new kedusha that's being put on the carbon, rather it's coming up from another kedusha. So it's an ability of the original kedusha that it could be chal on this. The Aran, just like we mentioned, that a carbon which already has kedusha, and then it becomes a balas mum, so the mum is not nafkiya the kedusha. So tamura l'chayr is similar to that. Tamura is the pshat that you're not making a new kedusha. The kedusha already exists. You're just saying that the tamura is also included in the kedusha of the karban. Because you're not making a new kedusha on the tamura, you're just being mamshich the original kedusha onto it. So then there's no problem of that. That's why it's not tafel chomer min ha'ikar, because it's chomer the ikar, as Rashi says. Oh. From our Gemara is a raya to the inyan of how tamura works. In what way is the chal kedusha on the tamura? Rabbi Chanan and Kavit Shurim and Chelik Beis Silim Mem Dalad brings a raya from our Gemara that the kedusha of tamura is not a new kedusha, like when you're makdish an oila or a shlamim. Rather, all of it is a continuation of the first kedusha. However, this Tezin Bechoris is Bechor Mavur not that way. Tezin Bechoris of Tezayin and Aleph. It points out a difference between tamura and vladis, that a person that's paid a carbon. You have a carbon that got a mum, now you're paid it. So the Gemara says, if it gives birth, after your paydet. So the Vlad is chulin. Vlad tzvi v'ayol. Torah says that a carbon after your paydet is like a tzvi v'ayol. It's like a deer, which can't become a carbon. A chaya cannot become a carbon, only a behema. So the Vlad of it is also like a Vlad tzvi v'ayol, and it's chulin gemur. However, if you do, you could do tmur lachar pidyon, the hainu. Again, the carbon that got a mum. And then your paydet, if you say another carbon is et tachazet, then there is some kedusha which is chal on the tmura. So Tais says we see that there's a difference between vlodis and tmura. Vlodis, all they are a hemshich of the original kedusha of the carbon. So therefore, when the carbon is right now and has no kedusha, it's a tzvi v'ayol, so also the vlod is mutter. Masha'in kein, tmura. Tmura is kedusha bahi. It's correct, Yerushan Taisis. Tmura is I'm putting a new kedusha on this thing itself. So therefore, even though the source keilu of the kedusha is a carbon which I was paidet and it's like a tzvi v'ayol, it doesn't matter because I'm putting kedusha in the tmura itself. Tmuchach that kedusha of tmura is a new kedusha. Maktashid new. It's not a continuation of the kedusha of the original carbon. And that doesn't work l'chay with our sugya. In our sugya, it's mavur. That it is a continuation of the original carbon. That's why it's not tovah chomer min ikar. It's kedusha the rishon who, like Rashi says. So how do we work out these two things together? This is a stira, a big question. The stipler in Bechiris and Simon Yud Zayin tries to be miyashiv this ayin sham, but the tamura get to meseches tamura. Kupanim lachar, but from our Gemara, it does sound that it is a continuation of the original kedusha, like Rabbi Chanan says. The third proof of the Gemara. That we find Tofel Chomer Min Iker is Meiser Pesach. That the Pesach itself does not need Smicha Unesachim with Tenufas Chazav Hashayik. And the Meiser Pesach, which is brought as a Shlomim, does need Smicha Unesachim with Tenufas Chazav Hashayik. So here we see that Tofel is Chomer Min Iker. That the Shlomim that come from the Pesach are more Chomer than the Pesach itself. That was the Gemara's Raya. Gemara says, no, there's no Raya. Why not? Pesach, Moshayim Ois Hashanah, Shlomim. Pesach, the whole year is a Shlomim. How did that answer it? Rashi says, V'loim Moisar Pesach Mikri, L'mech Shavei Tofel. It's not considered a Moisar Pesach. It's considered the Pesach itself. Why is that? How do we get that it's called the Pesach itself? What's the Shaklatai here of the Gemara? Difficult Shaklatai in Pshat. So, the stipler in Psochem, in Simei Nun Aleph, so it tries to explain to Yerushalmi in Megillah. Yerushalmi in Megillah is going on a din that's the din of Karbanos and Abama. It's okay in the last parak of Maseches Vachim. So the klal is that only a nidar v'nidav is karif in Abama. Only a carbon which comes v'neder and adava can be brought in Abama. A carbon chayva, like a chatos and a rasham, does not come in Abama. That's the klal. So Yerushalmi dons, what's the din of a Meisar Pesach? A Pesach itself cannot come b'neder v'nedava. Pesach you only can bring for the mitzvah. But the Meiser Pesach is a shlomin. So that could come, that is boy b'neder v'nedava. So can you bring a Meiser Pesach in the bumma? So Yishami says that you can. Because it's a shlomin, you could bring it in a bumma. Then Yishami wants to know what the din by Meiser Asham Ayla is. The klal is that an Asham that you... that it's not right to be brought as an asham, like the bialimus was copper with another carbon. So it's meiser has been of an oila. It's brought as an oila for kaitam is beach. So an oila is bab neder and adav. A person could be neder and an oila. So Shami has a suffix. Shami is left with a suffix whether oila the meiser asham oila can be brought in Obama, but the Shami is machriya the meiser pesach shlomim could be brought. So what is the difference between Meiser Asham Ayla and Meiser Pesach Shlomim? It's very clear and obvious question. Says the stipler that Meiser Pesach Shlomim means the Iker Kedusha of the Pesach is to be brought as a Shlomim. Hariya Pesach, even when it's Roy to Pesach, even in Makdish to Pesach, that if we wait till Erev Pesach, I could use it as my Korban Pesach. But if I go right now and I shechted l'shem shlomim, it becomes a shlomim. It can't, says the Tavor, it can't be midin meisris. Meisris is when it's left over from the original carbon as a plan B, you go do something else with it, because you can't use it for plan A. Here you have a carbon which could be brought as a Pesach. If you wait till Erev Pesach, you could bring it as a Pesach. Yet when you shechted l'shem shlomim, it becomes a shlomim. So Matzvi says the type that the Iker Kedusha of the Karban is that to be brought as a Shlamim. If you want, you can bring it to Pesach. If you want, you can bring it as a Shlamim. That's the Iker Kedusha of the Karban. Mashain came by Asham. No, by Asham it told in all is in Maestris. So when the Asham is left over, then you use the leftovers and you bring an Oila with them. That's the Din Maestris, but it's not the Iker Kedusha of the Asham. That's why the Yushalmi is pushed to the Yushalmi that Maestr Pesach Shlomim is a neder, is a neder of a nidav. It's considered coming v'nidava because it's when you makdash a Pesach, it means you also could bring it as a Shlomim. So make a Kedushasai that it can be brought as a Shlomim. Mashain gain Maestr Asham Oila is not that way. There it only comes as a Meiser. So there it's a Savi, whether it's called Bab Neder Vinadav. That's the Stipler's Pshat in the Yushami, Gvaldika Pshat. So he says there in the Stipler that when I was speaking over this over with my son, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is telling him over this Vart. So he told me that it's a Chorik of Mufurshi Gemara and Zvachim Daf Nem Tes. It's his site. That the Gemara has brought a Raya that Meiser Pesach B'Shari Meis Hashan is more common than the Pesach itself. Because it needs smicha and nesachim and trufas chazav v'sheik. And the Gemara says, no, there's no raya. Why is there no raya? Because Pesach b'shayim v'yis hashon is shlomim v'u. Pesach b'shayim v'yis hashon is a shlomim. Rashi says that v'loy ma'isar Pesach mikri l'mech shavei tafel. It's not considered a ma'isar Pesach. It's considered the Pesach itself. Why not? It's not a Pesach. It's a shlomim. Chay Rashi means this vart that the Iker Kedushasei of the Pesach is to be brought as a Shlomim. So if we don't look at it as being a Meiser, that's its Iker Din. It's not considered a Tafel. If it be a Meiser, leftovers, that's a Tafel. But here, the Iker Din of the Pesach is Bismanu, it's a Pesach. Shlomim Bismanu, it's a Shlomim. Therefore, it's not considered a Tafel, Chomer Min Iker. Before she arrived from the Gemara, that's Gevaldik. When I learned Zvachan the first time, I had a question on this from a Gemara. Gemara and Daftes, the first parak, Gemara there is a need on what to do with Meister Pesach. What carbon does Meister Pesach become? As we know, the Meister becomes a Shlomim. That's before in our Gemara. Gemara there is learning out of Psukim, when you're marker of a Meister Pesach, Bishari Meister Shana, which carbon is it? Gemara is a Havamina that if you bring it as a Toida, it will be a Toida. Imel Shachti L'Shem Toida, L'Havi Toida. Mainaf Kamina that it becomes a Toida. And now you have to bring lechem with it. Taida needs 40 lechem. So when you bring a meiser Pesach, l'shem Taida, so now you have to bring lechem with it. So the Gemara says it's impossible. It can't be. Mi'ika midi, the Pesach kufei loibayi lechem, u'maisrei bayi lechem. How is it possible that the Pesach itself does not need lechem? And now you're bringing a meiser Pesach, a Taida. It needs lechem. That's like so much of the question in the Gemara by us, right? The Gemara says, that lo yeh tofel chomer min ha'ikar. It can't be that the Meiser Pesach is more chomer than the Pesach to need certain things. So to the Gemara that says there, that it can't be that a Meiser Pesach needs lechem, which would be more chomer than the Pesach itself. So Gemara says, that's not shver. Gemara daftes. Ihochi hashtanami. Mika midi de Pesach kufei loy bayi nesachim. U Meiser bayi nesachim. Even now that Meiser Pesach is a shlomim, also, right now we have that the Tafel is Chomer Min HaIkar. Because Pesach itself does not need Nesachim. And the Meister Pesach, Tainu Shlomim, needs Nesachim. So you see that we see that it doesn't bother us that the Meister Pesach requires more Dinim than the Pesach itself. So again, the Gemara said, there's no question in the fact that a Meister Pesach would need Lechem, like a Taida, and it'll be more Chomer than the Pesach itself. Because we find that the Meister Pesach is a Shlomim, it's more Chomer than the Pesach itself. Because the Meister Pesach needs Nesachim, and the Pesach does not need Nesachim. That's the Gemara in Daftes. So I heard that doesn't work with this cloud. You saw what we said from the Stipler and Reb Chaim, that the Pshat, that the Meister Pesach needs Nesachim, and it's not more Chomer than the Pesach, is because the Iker Din of the Pesach is to be a Shlomim. So that's only by Shlomim, because that's the Iker Kedushasei of the Karman. It's when you don't bring it as a Pesach, it becomes a Shlomim. So that's its Iker Din. But by Taida, the Gemara there was questioning that when you bring it as a Taida, you need to specifically shecht it, l'shem Taida, in order to make it as a Taida. But that's not the Iker Kedusha of the Karban. So what's the Gemara's Shaka V'Tarya? So it's a very good question. It's impossible that the Pesach would need Lechem. And the Taida, when the Pesach turns into a Taida, it needs Lechem. That's tafel chomer min ha'ikar. But there's no raya kenega that from shlomim. That the shlomim nisachim is because that's the ikar kedusha of the carbon. So when I learned Zvachan the first time in the year Tavshin Samach Gimel, 2003, I sent this question to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Those were so in the days that Rav Chaim used to answer questions. So you know, I sent him a letter with his question, and Rav Chaim wrote back to me four words. Toida karye rachmana shlomim. It took me a couple of minutes to figure out that Rav Chaim actually understood my question, and he was answering it, but he answered it in these four words. Toida karye rachmana shlomim. He's quoting a Gemara in Dav Zayin. Gemara says that you could shecht, if you shecht a toida l'shem shlomim, it's not called shaloi lishma, because toida is like a shlomim. So that's, he's using that desire to explain this Gemara also on Daf Tes. That it's true that the Pesach normally becomes a shlomim. That's the kedusha of the Pesach to be a shlomim. When the Gemara there asks that you bring the Pesach as a toida, it should be a toida. It's not because a toida is an entirely different type of carbon. A toida is also a form of shlomim. It has unique dinim, different dinim than a regular shlomim. But it's also a type of shlomim. So the Iker Kedusha of the Pesach is to be a shlomim. That's the Iker Kedusha. And the Gemara said, but you can make it a specific type of shlomim. You can make it the Toida type of shlomim. And the Gemara said, really? But it can't be that even when you make the Pesach something else, it's more chomer than the Pesach. Because the Pesach does not need lechem. And how could it be that the Pesach that turned into a Toida does need lechem? The Gemara says, no, that's not shver. Because all shlomim is an Iker Kedusha of the Pesach. So it's not a problem if it requires more dinin than the Pesach itself requires, because that was its ikar din. There's no tafel chomer min ha'ikar. So also by taida the same thing, even though you need to specifically shecht the shame taida, but because taida is a form of shlomim, so you can redirect your Pesach to be this type of shlomim, to be the taida type of shlomim, and that's also maker kedu shasei shel Pesach. That it could turn into a taida. That's the only say pshat in the Gemara, the Baal de Kepshat. To answer the question, and therefore this Gemara in Daf Tes is not a steer to our Gemara on Daf Mem Tes. The shot in the Gemara is that's the Iker Kedusha of the Karbon, and also Toida can be considered the Iker Kedusha of the Pesach. But the Karbon, that's a very nice Mahalach in the Sugi here. However, there's a question of the Keren Oira in our Gemara, which the people were saying becomes even more difficult. Keren Oira asks, points out really, why the Gemara did not ask from Meiser Asham Oila. Gemara is looking for Tavel Chomer Min Ha'ikar. So why did the Gemara say, we found that the Tavel is Chomer, an Asham itself, you're not Makir of the Basar on the Mizbeach. When you bring the Asham as an Ayla, you are Makir of the Basar on the Mizbeach. So we find that the Tavel, the Ayla, which came in Koyach and Asham, can be more Chomer than the Asham itself. So we find that Tavel is Chomer Min Ha'ikar. That's the order that the Karen Ayra has on the Gemara. So the Karen Ayra says, Inachanami, a Gemara could have said it. And also the teretz of the Gemara works for that also. That Meiser, that Pesach B'Shayim Meiser Shana Shlamim, who I did that, Meiser Asham is an Oila. See, the same teretz as the Gemara. What we're learning Pshat and Rashi, the Gemara could not have said that. Hey, the Pshat of the Rashi is because that Iker Kedusha of the Pesach is to be a Shlamim. That only works by Pesach and Shlamim. Because Pesach, you can always shecht it to be a shlamim. Even before Zmanoi, you can bring the Pesach as a shlamim. Shinkin I Meitzer Asham Oila, it's not that way. Calls one that it's right to be an Asham, it's impossible to bring it as an Oila. Which is, that's good with the Pshat of Yerushalmi that the Sefer said. That by Pesach, it's called Boy, the Poyser Pesach, called Boy Benedar Venedava, Dover Nindar Venedav. Because that's the Iker Din of the Pesach. By Shlamim, it's not the Iker Din. So how does the Gemara, you can't say the Teretz of the Gemara, by Meister Asham Oila. If he's that, the question will still be shared. We don't have an answer for it. We find here that Tafel is Chomer Min Ha'ikar. So that's a good, very important question. But if you look in the Karen Oira, it's more that his question is only according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and Afei, but not according to Rashi there. What's going on there? The Machleg is Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. When Meister Asham Karev Oila, does it need Nituk or not need Nituk? Gemara says that Asham had nitak l'ri'ya. That Rashi explains, you gave it over to the Raya, you gave it to the shepherd, to wait for it to get a mum. After you give it over to the shepherd, then if you shecht it l'shem oila, shecht it stam, then it becomes an oila. But before you give it over to the shepherd, then it does not become an oila. The opinion of Rashi is that nituk is midah araisa. And midaraisa needs to be given over to the shepherd to make it to get rid of the Torah's asham in order to make it into an ayla. That's the opinion of Rashi. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the holding of nituk is a din derabanan. Midaraisa, you could as soon as it's no longer ayla asham, you can bring it right away as an ayla. So the Karen Ira says this question is only sure according to Rabbeinu Tam. Then it right away becomes an ayla. According to Rashi, that it means nituk, so it's not the question isn't shver. Because it's not that tough el chaver min ikr. Because the pshat is that it was an asham until now, and then we were ikr teres asham minay, and then we made it into an ayla. So it's not a tough el to ayla. It's you made it ois asham. It's no longer an asham, and it's only an ayla. So that's fine. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that you do not need nituk, so that then it goes straight from being an asham into an ayla. Then it's shver that it's a meiser is kariv ayla. So Akoponim, Lefi, the way the Karen Aaron himself asked the question, in Rashi's opinion, it's not shver. And the Mount Amar that you need nituk, then it's not, that's, the question is not, you need nituk midaraisa, so then it's not considered a tafel chamer min eker. Okay, but how's Rabbeinu Tam going to learn our Gemara? So he answered the Karen Aaron's question on Rashi. But there has to be another pshat in our Gemara. So amazing, if you look in Tesis, the Chari Tzimavur Tesis had a different pshat in the Gemara. Tesis through Masra Pesach, Tesis asks that we find the din that Acharasar Shal Meiser is Kariv Shlamin. The person when he's counting his behemoths to make Meiser behema, and he makes a mistake. He calls the 10th one the 9th, and he calls the 11th one the 10th. So the 10th one is still Meiser, even though he called it the 9th, it's still Meiser. But the 11th that he called Meiser has the din of a Shlamin. It needs all dinei shlamin. It needs smicha and asachim and tenufas chaz v'shoik, which Meister itself does not need. So the Gemara in Menachah says about this that tafel is chaber mina ikr, that the whole reason that it became kaddish is because you called it a Meister. And now it needs more than Meister needs. It needs dinei shlamin, and Meister does not need dinei shlamin. So tafel is chaber mina ikr. So ask Taisus that it says in our Gemara that you can't have a tafel chaber mina ikr. So how could the 11th be more chaber than Meister? Answer is Taisus, the same Tarek Tzar Gemara will say there. Because Acharasar Shal Shlamim is a Meiser. I can't differ at Taisus. According to the Mahalakh, he said in Rashi, it doesn't work Bechlal. It's not that's not the Iker Kedusha of Meiser is to be a Shlamim. It's not. Iker Kedusha of Meiser is to be a Meiser. You made a mistake, and you called the 11th Meiser, so we learn out of a Pasuk that it also gets Kedusha on it. But it's not as Iker Kedusha Asai. So what does Taisus mean? See, the Taiz learned the Gemara differently. Taiz learned that the Pshat of the Gemara is that the Meiser Pesach is no longer a Pesach. It became entirely a Shlamim. It doesn't have to be that that's the Iker Kedusha of the Karban. But now it transformed into being a Shlamim. So it's no longer a Tafel. Because that's the whole Karban right now. So that's what Taiz learned the Pshat of the Gemara. So that also works over there. There it's true that you called it Meiser, and it only became Kaddish because you called it Meiser. But the din that Torah gave it was entirely a din of shlamim, so it's not a problem of tafel chomer min ikr, because its whole din right now is only a din of shlamim. Just like the Meiser Pesach entirely became only shlamim and not Pesach. So Lefis that's Yushev also from Meiser Asham Ayla, because even though it became the whole kedusha of the Ayla came from an Asham, but it's now no longer called an Asham. All it is an Ayla. So because the whole carbon became that right now. So that's not called a tafel chomer min ikr, because we lost the shame of the first one and it only became the second one. Personally, it's possible that that's what Rashi means also. Lulei what Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, and that Rashi means the yisoid of the stipler and the Yerushalmi and Megillah. Rashi says that v'loy meiser pesach mikri l'mechshevei tafel. Rashi could just mean that. That we no longer see it as being a meiser pesach, because it became a shlamim, so it has, it's right now it's entirely shlamim and no longer meiser pesach. So with these, that's also not shared from Asham, because the Asham became an Ayla, and it's entirely an Ayla. That's the way the Karen Ara learned the Gemara. That's why the Karen Ara said that the same Tarek the Gemara says that Meiser Pesach Shlamim, we could also say that Meiser Asham Ayla. Another point in the Gemara here, Gemara says that Ashkhan Shchita that needs Tzafayin. How do we know Kabbalah needs Tzafayin? The Gemara says it's learned from the Pasuk, from Yishchatu Etz Asham V'yes Damoy. Rashi says, "V'makom shchitasoi tei kabolas domoi." That the place where you do shchita, that's also your mekabel v'dam. So, also similar to Rashi, yesterday's daf, about that Shaila and Chatos, these Kabbalah and Tzafin. We find that the Kabbalah B'Tzafin was never said in the Torah that Kabbalah is B'Tzafin. So what was said is that Kabbalah needs to be B'Makom Shechita. But we know that Shechita is B'Tzafin, maybe we also know that Kabbalah is B'Tzafin. But there was no specific limud that Kabbalah is B'Tzafin, which actually makes a very interesting nafkamina, because the Gemara learns in the Min of Kachay Kachim, in the next parak in the Nun Ches, Gemara learns out that Shechita B'Reisha Mizbeach is Kasher. Even Laman the Amr that the Mizbeach itself was B'Tzafin, was B'Darim, I'm sorry. The Mizbeach was in the Darim of the Azara. It's physically not in the Tzafin. But you could Shecht Kachay Kachim B'Reisha Shal Mizbeach. We're going to have out of the Pasuk that's also a place to Shecht Kachay Kachim. So the Chazon Ish asks that how do we know that also you can be Mekabel the Dam there? The Pasuk is only said L'Gabe Shechita. How do you know that there was, that Kabbalah's Dam is also Kasher B'Reisha Mizbeach? Answers the Chazon Ish that the din of Kabbalah B'Tzafin was never said as you need Kabbalah B'Tzafin. The din of Kabbalah B'Tzafin was said you need Kabbalah B'Makom Shechita. Once we know that the Reisha Mizbeach is a place which is Roy for Shechita Kachay Kachim, Meilet is also a place that's Roy for Kabbalah's Kachay Kachim. You don't have to say that it became Tzafin. No, it's Lo'ilim, it's Dorim. But the Torah is Machshir, this specific place, for Shechita's Kachay Kachim. Any place that you could Shecht Kachay Kachim, you may look at Mekabeder down there also. Because the Din of Kabbalah was said as being Mekabeder Shechita.
Another point here in the Sugya, Gemara brings that the Din of Shechita Tzafin is learned out from the Shachat Sakeves. So then the Gemara asks that the Pasuk is needed for something else. Because Asher Mitzayra is Yotel Yidim Medavar HaChadosh, to need matan damu bohunos and the mitzvah, so you would think that it doesn't need matan damu veimurim legabim mizbeach. So you need the pasuk to tell you that this ashram is like a chatos, just like a chatos needs matan damu veimurim legabim mizbeach. Also, ashram mitzvah needs matan damu veimurim legabim mizbeach. That's what we need the pasuk for. So we spoke about it 2 days ago in Daf Mem Zayin, the Hakir of the Achrenim, about the din of Kabbalah's Yad by the Asher Mitzvah and the whole din you put on the dam on the bahinus, is that a kiyum in the carbon or not? Is the whole Indian of putting on the mitzvah just in a way to be mitire the mitzvah, a way to be machshir him, or no? It's also kiyum in the carbon. The carbon needs two matonis. Carbon needs matonis of on the mizbeach and also needs a matona on the mitzvah. So from our Gemara is a big makar. Gemara here is Mahur that if it wouldn't be for this pasuk of the Shachat Sakeves, we would say that Asher Mitzvah does not need Zrik on the Mizbeach. Why? Because it's Yotel Yidim Medavar HaChadosh, to need Matan Bahinas. So you think that its whole din is only to be put on the Mitzvah. It no longer needs any Dam being put on the Mizbeach. If the din of the Dam on the Mitzvah is only a din in Tyrus HaMitzvah, and it's not a Kiyum in the Karban Bechlal, why would I think the carbon is enough? It suffices with the dam and the mitzvah. It's lacking the ikar carbon. Gemara says earlier in Beis Shammai, kapara b'chadi le'yashkechon. You can't have a kapara unless some dam gets the mizbeach. Right? No dam has any kiyum zrik in it bechlal. So it's mechar muchach that the zrik on the mitzvah, the matan dam on the mitzvah, is also a kiyum in the carbon. And therefore we would think that that's enough for the carbon. We have carbonas that aren't put on the mizbeach. We have the korbanos of the pnimiyos. Dam goes on the paroiches or in the main abadim. And as we mentioned a couple of days ago from the Gemara in Yuma, that it doesn't need to actually touch there. There's a kiyum zrik in carbon, even though it doesn't get to specifically to a mizbeach. As long as it's done the avodah zrika of each carbon and its way of doing avodah zrika, that's enough. So normally the carbon needs to get to the mizbeach. So a korbanos it's this kind of zrika, even not in the mizbeach. So therefore but because it's a kiyum avodah. A kachim dik a kiyum. So the matan dam and the mitzvah is a kiyum in kachim. So we think that's enough for the carbon. Kamash malon that you also need dam on the mizbeach. And even after the pasuk here, even after the pasuk is machzir lichlalai, it's not changing what the zrik on the mitzvah is. Avada the zrik on the mitzvah is a kiyum in carbon. We would think that this carbon is enough with that zrik by itself. Kamash malon that you also need a zrika on the mizbeach. It's very clear from our Gemara that the matana on the mitzvah
is mitzad the is a kiyum in kachem. And even more so, the tesis the rishonim ask tesis by us tesis nivamas tav zayin. They ask and lefi the man the omer that you can learn the klal out of the davar achadash. More answering the machlekes. Can you learn the klal out of davar achadash or not? They ask lefi the man the omer that you can learn the klal out of davar achadash. So then you should learn now that all karbonos asham need matan bahinus, just like asham mitzayra. Harry, if the whole Indian of matan bahinus and the mitzayra is just a way to mitar the mitzayra, so a person that brings a regular asham, an asham meila or an asham talui, matter what side does he need to need matan bahinus? Or he's already tar. What's the Indian of putting the dam on his bahinus? Elamai, that there's a kiyum in karbon that the dam is put and the bahinus of the bailam. Of the mevia carbon and the miskaper, that's also kiyumin carbon. That's what it is by asham mitzayra. So it's very clear from all of this that the matan dam and the bahinus is the kiyumin the carbon. One last makar to this is the mission in Beis Shammai, daf mem beis and daf mem gimel. The mission there says a list of things that got be pigel, that what any carbon that has matirin, that has something that's matirit. So then you could be mefagel in it. So the mission of there is mavur that the loig shemen shal mitzayra is called the davar sheish lamatirin. Therefore, lafir of meir, you could be mefagel. It's chal pigol on the loig shemen shal mitzayra because the dama osham is matir the loig shemen shal mitzayra. Therefore, it's shaychan and pigol. Rabbanan there argue mitamacher. Rabbanan said because you could bring the loig shemen on a different day, then it's not called the matir the gabi pigol. A pigol is only a matter when you have to bring the two things together, according to the Chachamim. But Rameir says no, that even though you could bring the loig shemen of the mitzayra on a different day, but when it comes together with the asham, then it's called a nitar from the carbon, and if you're mefagel on the asham, then also the shemen becomes pigol. But Akapanim Tumvur clearly in the Mishnah that the dam asham is matter the loig shemen. So how do we know that the dam asham is matter the loig shemen? So says Rashi there. Says Rashi. Rashi is claiming the sheet is chachomin, that it's not pigel. Why not? Even though we see that the dam is yematr the loik. Why? Because the pasuk says you put the shemen on the place that you put the dam ha'asham. And you first put the dam ha'asham on the ear of the mitzayra and on his thumb and on his big toe, and then afterwards you'll put the shemen in the same three places. So that would tell me that that's l'chayrit samatir, and that's what Rav Meir holds. And because that it's called a matir, but the Chum say that still because you could bring the loig on a different day, it's not called a matir. Before in Rashi, the reason the dam ha'asham is called a matir is not referring to the dam that's put on the mizbeach. It's because the dam that's put on the mitzayra. The asham is a matir for the shemen because the dam of the asham is put on the mitzayra himself, on the guf of the mitzayra, and you cannot put the shemen on the mitzayra until you put the dam on the mitzayra. So the dam asham is what makes the dam asham as a matir is in the dam that's being put on the mitzayra. I think that's mefurish and Rashi that you could be mefagel that the kohen could be mefagel at the time that he puts the dam on the mitzayra. According to Rav Meir, that it's Sheikh Pigel, it clapped the loig because the dam Asham is matirin. And Rashi holds that it's a dam that's put on the mitzvah is matirin. So it's a hard posture that it's Sheikh Pigel in that it's Machshev's Pigel and the time that you're putting the dam on the mitzvah. Because there's a, and it must be that's a key in carbon. If the whole Indian of putting the dam on the mitzvah is Seder of a Tyrus on mitzvah, but the loig is a Vada carbon. Mardashan that a pasuk lechol chatosim the rabbis like shemin shal mitzayra lechol ashamim the rabbis like shemin shal mitzayra. The loig is called the carbon. So the dam that it's called a matir on the loig because the dam has a tyre dikadin that makes it a matir in kachim legabi the loig doesn't make any sense. If the loig is a carbon and it's a nitar from the dam ha'asham in the dam that's being put on the mitzayra, it must be that the dam that's put on the mitzayra is a kiyum kachim in the dam. And it makes it into a matir, and therefore could it also be mefagel. This is the Hakir of the Acharim. No one brings that as a Chacham Mefurish and Rashi. Chacham Mefurish and Rashi
that the dam on the mitzvah is a matir klapi the leg shemin, and the har pasha that it's shayach and pigel. However, all this is very clear that it's a there's a kiyum kachim in the carbon. Just to mention though, we mentioned the question of Tesis. Tesis asks as a raya. The Tesis asks that the Amri can learn the klal out of the davar achadash. So why it should be that all Hashamais should need matan behinas on the miskaper, just like there is by Yashem Mitzayim. That's the question of Tesis. So Tesis answers that we learn out the klal from the davar achadash is only something that was not it's only not copy the davar achadash itself. Other dinim that were said in this davar achadash, like needing shchita safin, which is what the Gemara deals with, that you could learn out from the davar achadash. But the chiddush itself, we don't learn out from the davar achadash. That's Taisa's teretz. The Ramban in Yavama says a different teretz. The Ramban says, Yavama Zavzayin, Shezem Machshir v'shara shamas mechaprin. You can't learn out the inyan of Matan Bahinas because the Asham Etzairah is Machshir to eat Kachim, and other Ashamites are just Mechaper, they're not Machshir. I don't think the Ramban is a Raya Kenegedar, you say it, that the whole inyan is a Tyre Dikadin and not a Carbon Dikadin. Ramban Avada could agree that it's mitzad the carbon that you need the dam on the mitzvah. Just Ramban holds, but the whole inyan that was said, why is taka an asher mitzvah different than other carbon? And said here you need dam on the on putting put on the mitzkaper, not anywhere else, because the state of why you need it is to be machshir the mitzvah. That's in that it's different than other carbonos. But lemaisa, that now that it was needed in order to be machshir the mitzvah, it's also a kiyum in the carbon. The carbon, we didn't just say the mitzvah to go to the mikvah and to do other things. We told him that the carbon has to be put on him. So he is unique, and this carbon is unique than other carbonos, in because it's being done to be machshir him to eat kachim, and it's helping him in his taira. But if the taira says to put the carbon on him, put the dam of the carbon on him, so that's also a kiyum in the carbon. That's what the pshat in the Ramban is. It doesn't have to be that he argues on the side that we said, and also the Taisi Yishanim there, not in this in the Taisi Yishanim on the side of the Gemara, but in the safer Taisi Yishanim and Yavam Estav Zayin, he's even more clear. But I also don't think that it's right connected on your side. Taisi Yishanim says the following: to Osham Bala Chaper, regular Osham is for Kapara. Umatan Bahaynois Einoi Rak Letaher. Imkain Ein Lanu Lameilav Minei Shara Shamois Vav Mishum Taira Asu. Elamishum kapara. You can't learn out other Hashamas because there's no union of Tyra in a regular Hashem. It's only for kapara. Mashenkin, the Mitzayra, it comes for Tyra. So it could also mean that it comes for Tyra, but the Mice also came in the carbon. The Diktuk Lashon, he says, Eino Yurak Latayr. First of all, it's a Badaik, it's Mashah, all it is Mitzah Tyra and nothing else Bechlo. Here, if person wants to die, yesh lo here. But Nigger Vart that the Taisa Shadon the Rabban is saying, I don't think it's muchach to argue with the Yisrael that we said. One last point about the Yatalitan Madavar Achadosh. Not every time the Torah says new din is it called the Divar Achadosh. Taisa asks, when do we call it a Davar Achadosh or not? Taisa points out that the fact that a Chatos Mitzayra needs Nesachim and a regular Chatos does not need Nesachim is not called the Davar Achadosh. And now that Oven Yidoini, there's a Chiv Karis, and other mechashvim, there's no chiv kari. That's not called the davar achadash. Taisa says it's only called the davar achadash when it's seiser the klal. Like it's mavur in the Gemara in Yevamah Stav Zayin that Eishes Ach by Yibum is called the yata lidan the davar achadash because she's mutter. Normally a raiser aser and she's mutter. Taisa says that's seiser the klal. Always other raiser are always aser, and here we have a heter for Eishes Ach. Taisa says also in our Gemara it's called that it's seiser the klal because other karbanos, all of the dam is put in the mizbeach, and here some of the dam is put on the mitzvah. So that's why it's called the davar achadash. It's seisur the klal. You took away some of the dam from the mizbeach and you put it on the mitzvah. That's mavur teis by us. Teis arash and brachas nafchavalef mebeis. He also says his teretz, but there's mavur ksatz ben esachacher. He says because other karbanos need all of the kabbalah bekli, and asher mitzvah needs some of the kabbalah biyad. So that's why it's seisur the klal. So mavur and teis arash. That also in the Kabbalah we see a chilik between other karbanos and Hashem Mitzayra in the way that the dam is niskabel. L'chayr it's muach midvar that the Kabbalah of Yad is midin avoda, like we said. We said from Rabbi Malin
If the whole union of Kabbalah's Yad is only mitzad the Tyrus and Metzera, not mitzad the Avoidus Kabbalah, so it's not a Sira to the rest of the Dam. All the Dam that's right for the carbon is run on the Mizbeach. The Dam that has a different union to it, Tyrus and Metzera, that you do something else. But where is the Sira in the Kabbalah? It tells Rosh means that the Avoidus Kabbalah here is different. And normally all of the Dam is in Skabal Bakli, and some of the Dam has a Kabbalah's Yad. So that's why this carbon is different than other carbonas. Akoponim, that's an important claw from our thesis. The only time that's called Dover HaChadosh is when the Dover HaChadosh is Seisr, the claw. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.